Come in, everyone ready.
Exciting.
Remembering how to prepare for a road trip is as easy as spelling it. T is for top up, like fuel, oil, and screen wash. R is for rest, taking a break every 2 hours. I is for inspect, like your tyre pressure and tread. P is for prepare, being prepared for any weather. T-R-I-P. Remember that, and you're ready for a safe trip.
Are we ready?
Yes, Mum.
National Highways.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
The deadline is looming for Ulster Bank and KBC customers to make the switch, with accounts beginning to be frozen from today. Pori Kassan, financial services expert, joins us to discuss what's going to happen to those accounts. Now, it's Ulster starting the ball rolling today.
Yeah, well, as we know, Ulster Bank and KBC are closing in Ireland, and part of that process is the thousands and thousands of account holders that have their accounts and their active accounts with Ulster Bank and KBC have to move them.
Now, a relatively small number have moved. It was something like only 38%. You'd imagine that with all the advertising and all the hype about this, that people would say, I better get my money out of there before it vanishes in some way.
Yeah, and I think it'll become a growing problem, because the delay, are people waiting or not doing anything, is putting enormous pressure on the recipient bank, who then have to, if there's a deluge in the later parts of before the guillotine arrives down and they shut, then you will not be able to access your account. So they are closing. There is processes in place to enable it to be somewhat seamless. It isn't. There's no point anybody saying it's seamless.
And of course, the receiving banks are probably understaffed, having reduced numbers over the years. And this is, if you like, a special operation. But they may not have enough people in that special operation to process things quickly.
Well, if you're moving the high hundreds of thousands of account holders, there's no banking system in the world could handle it, particularly Ulster Bank, who are the longest bank in Ireland, shutting their doors to their entire network of customers. The difficulty, and I would say that a lot of the recipient banks are putting people in place and have the people in place to accommodate. There was the initial difficulties about people arriving to the branch, and they started setting up appointments for the people in order to try and put a format or a process in place. But I think the recipient banks are absolutely open to welcoming the people. The difficulty we have, Pat, is the bank that's closing can get them to the exit door, but somebody or something needs to happen to get them across the road.
Yeah.
And it's the pedestrian crossing part is what's proven difficult. If only 38% to date have closed, this is happening, and that's why it doesn't. It's always difficult to say it.
Now we can look at some of these accounts. We don't have a breakdown, but some of them may be historic accounts where someone was given money for the communion or the confirmation, and there's 30 euros sitting in an account somewhere that the bank book, because it was in a paper book, is long lost and people have forgotten about it. Do we have any idea how many of those kind of accounts make up the 62% that haven't switched?
There's no doubt there would be some of them. But there's a broader issue about that, is even if it's 30 euro, it's your 30 euro.
Sure.
And if you don't know where it's gone, I think it's the broader lesson around the education of one's money and what to do with money and knowing where the money is and what it's doing. If you think that there might be an account, ring and check. All you'll need is your date of birth and your address verification, and you'll find out. And if 30 euros in there, if it doesn't ever get withdrawn, at some stage it will fall back to the state under the dormant account process. Yeah. So it is absolutely appropriate that people, for their own money, come and get
it. But you'd imagine this day of information technology that a bank would be able to globally look at all the accounts and see which had movements in them in the last 10 years and which hadn't.
They have all that information, Pat. They absolutely have that. They call them active and inactive accounts. They can clearly see if the ESB direct debit isn't coming out of the Ulster Bank account. They know that there's another account operating that. Yeah. And these are some of the people that have kind of left it on the long finger that mightn't have come back yet to say, I need to shut that down.
I mean, there could be someone in a nursing home who's got a lot of money in an Ulster Bank account and nobody knows. Perhaps dementia, whatever else. So even if someone has power of attorney, if they don't know, They can't find it.
As part of the work, every month we get a report in the Irish Banking Culture Board of the progress made and the numbers. The process for the vulnerable, if we can collectively call them in that area, there is processes there in place. So those people will not be found wanting in terms of the assistance that they can get. The people, let's say, that are not in control of the account, they might be partaking in the account, but somebody else might be controlling it. That area is the lesser numbers. But there is clearly, Pat, from the numbers, a huge amount of people that just haven't acted. Lastminute.com in Ireland, as they call it.
And Ulster should know, if they're looking at accounts, again, globally, not looking at individuals, but just globally, if there are direct debits coming out of accounts all the time, and these are still...
There has been a huge amount of work done now, particularly with the Banking Payment Federation, with the, let's say, the top eight utility and direct debit originators to streamline the process across. But, I mean, you will have property tax or revenue tax, payments for revenue that will start to bounce. The difference between freezing and closing is deliberate. There is a 30-day period where they freeze the account, and it's essentially, if you then have to phone the bank because your account is frozen, at least there's now a contact made. So it does assist the bank in getting you to the closure point, that if it's frozen and you say suddenly your direct debit bounces, then that'll initiate that there is something happening.
Okay, now I don't know what the legals of this would be, but if something happens to you that turns out to be catastrophic because a direct debit is not paid, what then?
Okay, well, in insurance terms, you'll have there's a cooling off period, so they will reinitiate a direct debit. A direct debit doesn't bounce. When it bounces, they have 2 months so that they can resubmit. But again, absolutely, Pat, there will be singular and hopefully singular percentage of fallouts of consequences that nobody foresaw here. The best way, and it's the customer's responsibility here, and as somebody who's a practitioner for consumers, I'm saying the bank is closing. Realise it. And move your account. It's that simple. And there is supports and processes, because for a lot of people, this is difficult because they're with the bank all their lives. The branches are shutting and they have to find somebody else to go to.
Now, the credit union had that survey during the week saying that most people still want face-to-face banking. A lot of the younger cohort don't. But some of the older cohort, and it's more to do with that they're not digital natives. So they've learned to do online banking to a point. But there's still a lot of tedious stuff that might need to be changed. And they're looking to have an appointment with their receiving bank and they can't get one.
I suppose where I would bring that back to, Pat, is the day you opened the account was also an ordeal. You had to go with your photo ID, your utility bill. That needs to happen again. But that's arriving at a time for people in their 70s, 80s, 60s, 50s, 20s, starting off, that they never foresaw. It is happening not because of their violation at the moment. It's happening by somebody else saying it has to happen, i.e. the bank is shutting. That's the difference this time. Whereas what I can't understand, though, is in this country, we got the entire country vaccinated. So when people have to do something, they'll do it. You have to do something here if you're an Ulster Bank or a KBC customer, and you have to get on and make the time to do it. The earlier, the more streamlined it is, and the more without the potholes or the pitfalls that might arise, it's easier.
Now, there's also another story from the central bank, and that's the people in long-term arrears. You are scandalised by this.
The reaction I've had from most people who've contacted me is anger, because the most people are making every effort they can, paying as much as they can, paying all of their mortgage. They borrow money. I have young people coming to me in the mortgage side. The two questions, how much can I borrow and can I afford it?
Yeah.
Every single one of them go with, can I afford it? There is a shocking amount of people that have paid nothing to their mortgages for over 10 years.
And this might explain why other banks are not coming in here to be mortgage lenders, because they've no guarantee that their lending is secure.
If you can't recover your asset in a time frame that is appropriate to lending on it, well, then it's absolutely crazy. I mean, and the judiciary have a responsibility here. People can go down and plead the violin tunes of... My concern here is, though, if the heads are in the sand, there is genuine people in there, but over 10 years of arrears, it's difficult to argue. You don't have a lot of excuses left. And one of the difficulties all those people have is they're getting rid of every year the one tool that they have at their disposal, which the bank have as well, is time. The more time they wait, the older they're getting, the more difficult it will become to pick it up, because you're shortening your period of repayment. But the people that I have spoken to since the report came out, the one thing that I would put out is anger is what most people have expressed to me. Appalling. Why should we pay?
Why should we pay if these chancers... I came across a case where someone squatted in a house without paying anything, and eventually the lender bought them out to get possession of the house for something like 30 grand or 40 grand.
I mean, that's just simply appalling.
It's shocking.
It is appalling, but particularly with what we've come through. And people can't start using what happened in 2009 and 2008 and the financial crash and so forth. We have come through. There is so many processes in place to help the people that are in arrears. MABS, Awalia, the consumer group, and insolvency practitioners throughout the country. The one message I would give and concern that I might have, not every entity or party to the loan may be aware that they're not paying anything to their mortgage. And I think it might be important for those people to try and find out, is their mortgage up to date? Because some parties to a loan may not be aware, or it might be kept from them, that nothing has been paid to the loan.
Okay, so you're talking about where a spouse or a partner is not being told that the other party who has committed to pay the mortgage is actually paying it.
The issue might be hidden yeah. from them, and the letters are got and the process. But fear is still a key factor. The one message I would give, it is never, ever too late to contact your provider. And whether that be the credit service providers called the vultures or whoever it is never too late to reach out, even for those people who have angered a lot of normal yeah. people by not paying anything for 10 years.
Some of the texts coming in. Perfect storm for Ulster Bank. A surge of customers leaving it very late or too late to swap, while Ulster Bank staff are due to be made redundant in advance being moving to new jobs. Another one. I just got a letter last week from KBC saying, do nothing yet about changing my current account and mortgage. The letter says they will be in touch with the next steps. That's from Trudy in Wexford.
Okay, I need to know what the account relates to, but my advice to anybody in KBC and Ulster Bank is move and move early, because the process of finding the bank that you're going to is where the work comes in.
We can transfer mortgages and loans between banks without the account owner doing anything. All the Ulster Bank and KBC mortgages have been seamlessly transferred already. Why can we not just tell Ulster Bank and KBC to transfer bank accounts to one of the banks that the taxpayer owns, Bank of Ireland and AIB, although the we're selling them off.
There's a huge difference between the two. The mortgage book is allowed to be sold on when it's your personal or your working bank account. There might be overdraft concerns. You might sure. be living in the overdraft. That needs approval from the recipient bank. Not all banks will take the customer coming in. The ones that are performing, there is an issue. The difference between a mortgage and an account, whether a deposit or current account, You are the driver of the actions on the current account. The mortgage can be sold as an entity in one sweep. You can't do it with normal accounts.
Mm-hmm. Unan Galway says, it happened to me during the crash. I had €350 in my account. I did owe a small amount of a loan that was in arrears. A year later, they wrote to me saying they'd close my account and they took the money that I had in that account without my consent. I never got to the bottom of it and never got my money back.
Yeah, well, there will always be singular stories that remain without explanation is probably the best way I would answer that one.
All right, but your message anyway, Porg, is do it now.
Do it now, and particularly the mortgage arrears guys, contact somebody to address the issue. And if you're not aware of it, become aware of it. But anyone that is running out of excuses that hasn't paid anything for over 5 years.
All right, Porrick, thank you very much for joining us. Porrick Hassan, mortgage expert and also an intermediary in terms of facilitating loans from lenders. Porrick, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.